This is Dr. Benny Tate, and I would like to thank you for tuning in to this week's message at Rock Springs Church. Wherever you are, I hope this message encourages you and helps you grow in your walk with God. Here's this week's message from Rock Springs Church.
I want to share a scripture with you. 2 Chronicles 24, verse 4. This is what God's Word says. And it came to pass. Here's what I say to you, folks. I don't know what you're going through right now, but it's not as bad as you think. I just want you to know it's not as bad as you think, and it will come to pass. It's going to come to pass. You're going to get through it. You say, preacher, I don't know how I'm going to make it. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. And it came to pass after this that Joash was minded to repair the house of the Lord. Now look what verse 8 says. It says, and at the king's commandment, they made a chest and set it without at the gate of the house of the Lord. Let us pray. Jesus, I pray today you'll speak to us and through us. You're a good, good God. You're worthy to be praised. Now, we love you. We thank you. I cannot. You never said I could. You can. You always said you would. So use us in a special way today. And I pray this prayer in Jesus' name for Christ's sake. Amen. You may be seated. I want to talk to you about our best for his chest. Our best for his chest. I love presidential history. Now, let me explain. I've gone to all the presidential libraries. So this is not politically driven. You say, well, Brother Benny, I'm a Democrat. I've gone to all the Democrat presidential libraries. Well, I'm a Republican. I've gone to all the Republican presidential libraries. I just love presidential history. And I was reading a story one time about President Jimmy Carter. President Jimmy Carter had graduated from the Naval Academy, and he was actually seeking a job at the Naval Academy, and he was interviewed by Admiral Rickover. He was interviewed by this admiral, and he was asking him some questions, and he said to Jimmy Carter, he said, I understand that you graduated the Naval Academy. He said, yes, I did. He said, where did you graduate? He said, 59th out of 820. And Jimmy Carter said, I felt good about that. 59th out of 820. And then Admiral Rickover said to Jimmy Carter, he said, but did you give your best? And Jimmy Carter said, President Carter said, yes. And then he thought about it. And he said, no, I didn't. And the admiral said to him, why not your best? Why not your best? And folks, I say to us today, why not our best? Now, I don't know what you believe, but I believe God gave his best. I believe he looked over heaven and he gave his only begotten son according to John chapter 3 verse 16. I am convinced that God gave his best. But more than that, folks, Jesus gave his best. Jesus came here. He was here 33 years. And the Bible says in John chapter 17 verse 4, I finished all the work that you gave me to do. God gave his best. Jesus gave his best. A pertinent, pressing question. Folks, why not our best? Why not our best? You know, there's a scripture, it's 1 John 2:28. And it talks about when Jesus comes back being ashamed at his coming. I don't know about you folks, but I don't want Jesus to come back and me to be ashamed he's coming. I don't want to be. I think he deserves our very best. Our very best. I want to make four statements. Four statements that I hope you remember. Statement number one is this. I want to make a difference. I want to make a difference. See, folks, I truly believe that anybody can make a dollar. I believe anybody can make a dollar, but I don't believe anybody can make a difference. And I want to make a difference. Now let me give you our story today. Joash becomes the king of Judah. He becomes the king of Judah. He actually becomes king when he was only 7 years old. And he wants to repair Solomon's temple. Preacher, why would he have to repair Solomon's temple? Well, the Bible tells us in verse 7 of this chapter, it says, the sons of Athalah. Now, the question you've got to ask is, Preacher Benny, who was Athalah? She was the queen before he became king. She was the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel. I mean, she was wicked to the core. She wanted the throne so bad, she had her grandsons killed because they would have right to the throne. But Athalah, she wanted the throne so bad, she had them killed. She desecrated the temple. She brought altars to Baal. She tore down the temple. She tore down that was constructed to Yahweh. And she built altars to Baal and desecrated the temple. Joash becomes king. And Joash says, I want to repair the house of the Lord. What was he saying? I want to make a difference. I want to make a difference. C.T. Studd said this. What a name, C.T. Studd. C.T. Studd said, only one life, it will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know something. I want you to know something. The older I get, I'm more concerned about what God is going to say to me than what people are going to say about me. I want to say to you today, I want to make a difference. I want to make a difference with my life. I trust and I believe that you want to make a difference with your life, that you want to be involved with something that's bigger than you are, that outlasts you, that lives on after you're gone. You want to make a difference. A man walked into my office one time and he said, Preacher, I'm dying. And I shared with him the plan of salvation. And he gave his life to Christ. It was a glorious experience. But I'll never forget it, folks. The next day he came back. And I thought, well, he got saved yesterday. He accepted Christ yesterday and he wants to meet again today. But I met with him. And I said, friend, what is it? He said, Brother Benny, I'm dying. I said, yeah, I know. And he said, you know what's rolling been through my mind? I just have a short time to live. And I live my life doing this, doing that, doing this, doing that. He said, I just wasted my life. And he said, if I'd given my life to Christ years ago, I could have made a difference with my life. I could have made a difference with my life. Well, maybe, ladies and gentlemen, it was a little late for him, but it's not late for you. I want to make a difference. But let me tell you something else. I want to make a difference with people who want to make a difference. I want to make a difference with people who want to make a difference. When I came here 35 years ago, we had about 25 or 30 people. The average age was deceased. And I met with five men 35 years ago that technically hired me. And they said, Preacher, we want to grow. We want to reach our community. We want to make a difference. What was motivating for me to come 35 years ago is because I believe those five men really wanted to make a difference. Folks, listen to me. I want to make a difference with people who want to make a difference. Look what verse 2 says. And Joash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada, the priest. Joash did what was right as long as the priest had his ear. You said, Brother Benny, you deal with these politicians. You interact with politicians. Why do you do that? Because I want to get in that ear. Yeah, you heard me right. I want to get in that ear and make sure they do what's right. Because Joash did what was right as long as Jehoiada was in his ear. He said, we need to repair the house of the Lord. And so he goes, Jehoiada, you got to understand something, folks. Joash was 7 years old when he became king. It was this priest, this godly man who directed him, who gave him counsel. But he said, wait, that's not enough. Verse 5 says, they got all the people together. They got the priest and they got the Levites and they got all the people together, and they said, we need to repair the house of the Lord. We need to repair the house of the Lord. I was reading this week about Jalen Hurts. If you know me, you know why I love sports. I especially love football. I got to watching so much of it one time. Barbara said to me, Benny, do you love me more than football? I said, college or pro? Jalen Hurts won the Super Bowl this year. And by the way, he was an Eagle. He did something. Every offensive lineman, he bought them a personalized with their name and number, a golf cart. Bought every one of those offensive linemen a golf cart. Because he said, every touchdown we scored, it was you that did the blocking. We couldn't have got in the end zone without you. He said, we needed you. The running backs needed you. The quarterback needed you. We needed you. See, folks, we need to understand, the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 32, verse 30, one can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight. I want to make a difference with people who want to make a difference. One oxen can pull 2 tons, but two oxen can pull 16 tons. I want to make a difference with people who want to make a difference. Mother Teresa would begin every day. If you think leadership's about a position, look at Mother Teresa. Leadership's not about a position. Leadership's about influence. Mother Teresa would begin her day with her nuns. When they walked in, she'd hold her hand up. They understood when she did that what it meant. Do it all for Jesus. Do it all for Jesus. Folks, I want to make a difference. But I want to make a difference with people who want to make a difference. Now get this. Thirdly, I want to make a difference with people who want to make a difference doing what makes a difference. I want to make a difference with people who want to make a difference doing what makes a difference. George Truett was the pastor of the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. He was there before Criswell. George Truett said he went out one day into West Texas with a wealthy rancher. And he said he prepared me a delicious meal, and that wealthy rancher said to me, he said, preacher, as far as you can see in that direction, I own the land. And then he said, preacher, as far as you can see in that direction, I own the land. And he said, preacher, as far as you can see in that direction, I own the land. And he said, preacher, as far as you can see in that direction, I own the land. And George Truett said to him, how much do you own in that direction? See, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moss nor rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves don't break through and steal. See, folks, I'm not afraid of failure. I'm not afraid of failure. I'd rather try and fail as fail to try.
That's right.
I'm not afraid of failure. Look here. I don't want to get to my life. I'm not worried about getting to the end of my life and failing. I'm worried about getting to the end of my life and succeeding at things that never mattered. And if you're not awful careful, folks, we can get to the end of our lives and succeed at things that don't matter. I want to make a difference with people who want to make a difference, doing what makes a difference. Last year at Rock Springs Church, we led 2,792 people to faith in Jesus Christ through the ministry of Rock Springs Church. Next Sunday, we'll be doing what we did 454 times last year. That is, people followed the Lord in believers' baptism. We had 513 people said, Rock Springs is the place I want. 513 new families said, this is the place we want for our family to worship God. Isn't that exciting, folks? Now, people don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. People don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. Just love people one at a time. Just love them one at a time. The most important person on earth is the person you're with right now. And we cared last year for 1,511 families we cared for, we gave care for. Because, folks, a church won't grow beyond its ability to care for its people. You were so generous. Thank you for your generosity. We received a manger offering. $1.8 million. $1.8 million. And we received that offering. And we had a campus given to us. It was voted to give to us November the 17th of last year. And we took that resources and we started spending. We started painting 129,000 square feet. 129,000 people painted and painted and painted. We started putting new floor down. First time I went down there, I met with the children's pastor, and the children's pastor said, I have to teach right here. I said, why do you have to teach in this spot? They said, because the room leaks and we get wet. But we said, oh, we got to take care of that. That building 25 or 30 years old, we put a new roof on that place, new lighting, upgraded our signage, got the landscape so good outside, looking so nice. Got a new LED wall coming. So when I'm preaching, then it will be better. Remodeled the restrooms. 600 new chairs for small groups. He says, Brother Benny, we've been doing it, hadn't we? Has it been worth it? Here's all I'll say to you folks. 66 individuals so far down there have given their lives to Jesus Christ. I think it's been worth it. Now get this, I want to make a fourth statement. I want to make a difference with people who want to make a difference, doing what makes a difference at a time when it makes a difference. At a time when it makes a difference. Verse 5 says, Joash said, hasten in this matter. Hasten in this matter. Don't delay. Don't delay. Mordecai said to Esther in Esther chapter 4, verse 14, Esther, what if God has put you here for such a time as this? Congregation, the campus that we were blessed with, I'd never been into. I didn't know where it was at. I didn't know the pastor. I didn't know where the church was. I'd never been to it. It wasn't even the same denomination that we were. But it was given to us. What if God, folks, has put us here for such a time as this? What if God has put us here for such a time as this? A man said to another man, he said, that boy of mine, he dollars me to death. Money, money, money. I've been there. He just, money, 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 he dollars me to death. And he said to the other man, can you relate? He said, no. My son never asked me for anything. I put him in the ground 2 years ago. I wish you could. You said, preacher, what are you saying? Here's what I'm trying to say, folks. A church that's alive is going to ask something out of you. A church that's vibrant is going to ask something out of you. You said, Brother Benny, I don't like that. I've got 14, 18, 20 dead churches I can recommend you to go to. But a church that's alive is going to ask something out of you, because that church is making a difference for Jesus Christ. So, preacher, what are we like? Well, we've got a paint exterior. The building's been down there about 30 years, so the HVACs, we got to repair, we got to replace. Parking lot's crumbling, we got to resurface it. 85% of everybody that comes to faith in Christ does so before 14 years of age, so we've got to renovate the children's area. We need new seating, we need carpet. You said, Brother Benny, what do you think? I'm saying probably $2 million, maybe more. So, wow, I don't know. I don't know if it can happen. Folks, after what I've seen God can do, I don't doubt him in any way, folks. Can we just praise him? I don't doubt him in any way. Now, look, I'm really done. But if I don't go through and fill in these five blanks, the melancholics, the analyticals will split their wrist. Joash challenged them, and they did something. First of all, they gave hastily. They gave hastily. Let's give. Folks, one of these days is none of these days. I'm going to get around to it. You don't ever get around to it. The only difference between salad and trash is timing. Amen? They gave hastily. Look. They gave humbly. Verse 8 says this. Whatever, and the king's commandment, they made a chest. At the king's commandment. All I'm asking you to do, folks, next week's our Joash offering. All I'm asking you to do is get alone with God and ask him what he'd have you to do. And just do the king's command. They gave heartily. Verse 11. They gave hopefully. They gave hopefully. Verse 5 says, year by year. Here, when I travel and preach, many times I try to take preachers with me. I'm trying through osmosis to rub off on them. I had some with me the other day, and two of them was having a conversation. And one of them said, I don't really ever talk about giving in my church. And the other one said to him, do you give? He said, oh, yeah, I very much do. He said, well, does it work for you personally? He said, oh, yeah, it works for me personally. So he said, wait. So it works for you personally. You found God blesses you when you give. Why don't you share with people what works for you? Look here, come up real close. Look into this wrinkled face. Folks, I have been doing it for over 40 years. It works. It works. You can't outgive God. I'm a satisfied, guaranteed customer. It works. And it'll work for you too. and then I'm done. They gave happily. They gave happily. Many times you receive an offering and people look like they're going to the death chamber. Hey, I started with politics. Let me end. Let me end. George and Barbara Bush. I remember years ago, I went to their home. She always wears those pearls. And I said, "Miss Bush, I like your pearls." And I said, "I want to get my wife. I bought my wife some. They're called Barbara Bush pearls." She said, "Preacher, you know why I wear them?" I said, no, I don't, no. She said, "Hides the wrinkles." George and Barbara had a journalist come, and they was interviewing them, and they said to them, "What do you all give each other for birthdays?" And they said these words, "Nothing." She said, "Nothing." They said, "Yeah. Honey, we're not at the getting stage of life. We're at the giving stage of life." And then they looked at the little journalist and said, "Look around. If you see anything you want, take it with you when you leave." Folks, I hope we can get to the giving stage of life and not to the getting stage of life. Let's get there. Because Jesus was right. It's more blessed to give and receive. A few more toys and things are not going to make you happy. It's the giving stage of life. Now I'm done. Speaking of politics, is that Julie Collins right back there? Maybe it's not Miss. Is that Miss Julie? Yeah. My eyes are not the best, but I can see you when you get up and walk out before I'm through preaching. Her husband, Mac, was a dear friend of mine, congressman. I preached Mac's funeral when he died. He said, "Brother Benny, you know the most profound thing you ever said." I said, "No, I didn't know I had ever said anything profound." He said, "The most profound thing I ever heard you say is giving won't take you to heaven." I said, "I said that, Mac." He said, "You said giving won't take you to heaven." I said, "I sure did, Mac." But he said, "You said your giving won't take you to heaven, but your giving may take somebody else to heaven." Friend, you can't give enough to get to heaven yourself, but your giving may take somebody else to heaven. Amen? You say, "Well, wait, preacher. This giving started with the wise men." Oh, no. This giving started with God. For God so loved the world that he gave. He gave so people could be right with God. It's all about people coming to know God.
Thank you for joining us for this week's message from Rock Springs Church. If you would like more information about Rock Springs, be sure to follow us on social media or connect with us at rockspringsonline.com. Join us right here next week for another message from Rock Springs Church.